Part 1. You will hear a woman asking a friend for advice about going to a music festival with her children. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Thanks for meeting me, Jamie. I know you've been going to the Ironbridge Music Festival with your children for a few years, but I'm a bit worried about taking mine for all 3 days, so before I book, I wanted to get some advice.
No problem. What did you want to know?
Well, is there any advice you can give me about planning for the trip? Is there anything special I should pack?
Well, for your children's clothes, I think it's really important to take things that it's not difficult to see from a distance. You know, like bright colours that will help tell them apart from other children.
Ah, yes, good tip.
And also, remember that even though it's summer, it can rain. And if that happens, shoes can stay wet for ages. So make sure you take some spare ones, especially for the children.
How about the journey? It's quite long, right?
Yes, it takes about 6 hours from where we live.
Ooh, so I'll need to plan to make a picnic lunch to have on the way there.
Yeah, that's what we always do. Actually, there's a really nice forest that's about halfway. It gives the kids the chance to run around. So we normally eat there.
Okay, great. But what about camping at the music festival? Is it all right?
Yes, it's very well organised. There are a couple of fields that are just for families, so it's not too noisy.
Oh, that's good. And what about facilities?
Well, there are loads of toilets nearby.
Great. And how about getting all our stuff to where we'll camp? Can cars go all the way there?
I'm afraid not. You have to leave them in a designated area and then carry everything yourselves. It usually takes us a few trips, but it's not that far to walk.
Okay. I remember that from when I used to go to music festivals before I had children. I also remember that it was easy to get lost.
Yes, that's a real worry with kids. I always make sure that they have my phone number on them. Now, don't laugh, but I write it on their arm so that they can't lose it.
Brilliant idea.
Thanks. I thought so too.
And what about food? Do you normally cook?
Nah. There are so many good food stalls with food from all around the world. Make sure you look out for the one that sells Indian dishes. It's our favourite. It's usually near the main entrance.
Okay, great. And how about drinking water? Do you have to buy it or can we bring our own?
No. There are drinking water taps all around the festival site. So you just need a bottle. That way you can easily refill it. It'll save you money too.
Good to know. Thanks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 13. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 13.
So, apart from the bands playing on the main stage, are there many things for children to do? I'm slightly worried that they'll get bored over the 3 days.
Don't worry. There's loads of family activities. One of our favourites last year was the drumming. They had drums of all sizes, so that both adults and children could have a go together.
Sounds good. Are there multiple sessions?
There are 3 in a day. I'd suggest going for the evening one. There's something really powerful about drumming all together at that time of day.
Okay, cool. Is it just the one teacher?
Yes. He's really good at getting everyone involved. I can't remember his name now, but he learned to play the drums when he was growing up in Zambia.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I also heard there's a circus too, is that right?
Yes, it's really popular. But if you get there early, there are lots of things going on for kids before the show starts, and they'll be able to chat to some of the performers.
Really? My kids would love that. They haven't been to the circus yet, but they love watching that kind of thing online. So I suppose that takes place outside the circus tent, right?
Yes. It's red and yellow. You can't miss it.
Great. And what about other events? My children always wake up early, so it'd be good to do something with them then.
Well, there's yoga. That's at 7 o'clock each morning. It's apparently really good, and both children and adults can take part. I confess that it's a bit early for me, but my wife has been. Just follow the arrows that will take you there. It's right by the lake. She said it's a really magical location.
Okay. There's one other thing that I...
That is the end of part 1. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 1.